This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. Yourselves?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was good.
Good to sleep.
Yes.
Rest.
Yeah, I've been sick as hell.
Yeah, you don't sound
I thought you'd be
great.
Better by now.
Yeah, I did too. Here's the other thing. So I don't know what is going on. It must be like a sinus infection or something. I guess I should see someone now. But I lost my sense of smell and taste.
Jesus.
Well, yeah.
So nothing.
Yeah.
So really, and this was literally just after the show Friday. I'm like, can't taste anything.
Yeah.
Can't
good
smell
diet
anything.
Plan.
I lost 5 pounds
yeah.
because I didn't eat anything good.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah. If you can't taste it, who cares?
I had literally broccoli.
Yeah. Now's the time to eat all the gross green stuff.
I had everything green.
Yeah, like first big barbecue weekend. He's eating broccoli all day.
No, honestly,
I would have killed myself before I came in.
I had fish and broccoli. Pretty much that was my diet.
Oh my God.
For the weekend because I thought, why eat anything good?
That's the most.
There's no point.
I get it.
I don't get any flavor from it.
I know.
That's the most terrible name for like a chain restaurant ever.
Fish and broccoli.
Fish and broccoli.
Hey, we're going to go down to the fish and broccoli and get some dinner for everybody.
Why? Why are you going to do that? Why would you ever do that?
I don't know.
Would you lose your taste?
I lost everything. Like
okay,
three of the five senses are gone.
That's the only people I've ever heard went to fish and broccoli.
Yeah, it's the only time to go.
People would go. There would be people that would go.
Oh, there would be people that would, well, of course, because we'd put picnic tables in there.
Yeah.
We'd have some rude wait staff.
Yeah, communal seating.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
Right, so it's going to be like hipster kind of vibe.
For sure.
Fish and broccoli.
In fact, like it's going to be just help yourself.
Yeah. It's just going to be just a huge tray of fish.
It's just a bunch of fish and broccoli. Well, you don't need anything else. You don't need no one to.
No.
The smell of that place would be terrible.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
It's the broccoli, too.
Well, I haven't been able to get a date since I started working at Fish and Broccoli.
Yeah, no.
So, like, farts and fish.
Yeah.
There's a bad name. Farts and fish is a bad name.
Terrible.
That's the bar down the street. Farts and fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tore it up in farts and fish, ended up in fish and broccoli.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The worst chains ever invented.
Well, you could only go to one bar after you went to fish and broccoli because you would be farting all night.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Everyone that went there would have broccoli farts.
Yeah. Be bad.
Yeah, Amber and I went out to dinner Saturday night, and I'm like, well, there's no point.
Yeah, might as well just get some fish
and broccoli drinks. I'm like, because I can still get drunk or I can still get a buzz. So I had a couple of drinks. I'm like, can I get some fish grilled with nothing on it?
Awesome.
Like, as healthy as you can do it, and a side of steamed broccoli.
Yeah.
So you feel okay? You just sound terrible?
I felt like hell. I definitely had, like, fever and crap.
So you went out to dinner.
Well, he's still doing that.
I mean,
he's
I don't
not going to slow down.
That was Friday.
Who knows where he was?
Friday, you couldn't talk on Friday.
I didn't really talk. I didn't really talk all weekend.
But still,
I communicated.
To rest. You don't know how to rest.
He sounds better than he did on Friday. I was listening to the replay today coming in.
Yeah, no.
And he's like, German porn. Coming up a big thing on German porn.
Like, it's brutal. Yeah, no, it was bad. I admit it was bad. It was real tough.
Needs to sound better, but
yeah.
Now's the time to guzzle down all those green drinks, man. I tried one of those green drinks one time with my senses of taste and
yeah.
So
it was
bad,
huh?
So bad.
I can't even honestly. To be totally honest, I can barely watch someone choke one down because the face people don't realize the face they make while they're drinking them.
It's like drinking a cross between swamp water and dirty toilet water.
Yeah.
It's horrid.
And I always think to myself, what did it just do to you?
Yeah.
Like, what has it done for you?
If I drank
17 of those and then I came out, I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd be like, okay, I can understand. But just feeling a little bit better, no.
Well, what's funny with those green drinks, everybody who drinks them tries to sell you on them. They're like, oh, you just taste the apple? You can taste the apple and stuff. And I'm like, nope, getting the celery and parsley or whatever, spinach.
Yeah.
What is
the
that?
Kale.
Spinach?
The greens.
Kale.
Oh, my God.
You know, we actually talked about this, I think, a while back. People who don't have a sense of taste or a sense of smell.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And someone said, careful, Dave, my grandma lost her sense of smell about a decade ago, never came back. That'd be devastating. As I said then, and I'll say again, losing my sense of taste would be devastating. I'd be the thinnest man alive because I really realize that I'm eating for the flavor, obviously, like most people.
Right. Yeah.
So when this weekend I ate just to sustain myself, so I didn't faint.
You had to. So sad. Yeah. Some people eat like that because they don't really care about food.
I don't get that at all. And I can't wrap my head around it.
It's one of the great things in life. Like it's one of the cornerstones of life. Right. It's flavor, baby.
Yeah. I definitely don't care as much about food. My problem is I just have a massive sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So I want to eat like sweet things. Though. Well, just about sugar. Yeah. Get that sugar in me. But like I don't. Like, I don't know. I don't have
You're not
the
like
same.
A foodie type
no,
person,
not yeah. really. Not really.
Yeah, see, I have a little bit of a sugar thing too, but again, didn't this weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't even put cream. On the weekend, my treat is I put a little dash of cream in my coffee.
Oh, yeah. Just for the texture of the cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't even do that. I'm like, well, screw that. Yeah. I can't taste it. I had coffee because I still get the perks out of that.
Yeah.
But I just thought of living a life without, you know, taste and smell together would be devastating. So I'm hoping it does come back eventually.
It will.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just fingers crossed.
It's always that. That weird sinus thing can do that, can take it all away.
The one thing, we did travel over this weekend. And
yeah, no doubt.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing I could do. It was already
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And so.
That's what I said. Who knows where he is.
The
Bally.
No sense of smell was great.
Yeah.
Flying with no sense of smell is the only time I appreciated it.
That's like a superpower, yeah.
I'm sitting down and people's asses are right by your face.
Can't even.
And normally it's horrible. Like, I'm like, whoa, God, oh, stink. Nothing.
Yeah, that's, awesome. Oh, that's good.
Perfect. People could have been farting all around me,
and
I had no issue at all.
That's awesome.
That's the one benefit of no smell. Other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And their funk.
100%.
And their dirtiness.
Ooh.
Butts.
Plane people.
Mm-hmm. Plane people. People on planes.
We flew through, speaking of plane people, we flew through Atlanta Airport.
Oh, I hate that airport.
I know. It's huge. It's but worst. I noticed they've added this, and they've got sleep rooms.
Oh, they finally did it.
Because you're delayed so much and how the layover or you're
really?
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You might not ever get out of Atlanta Airport sometimes.
But I just kept thinking it's all the bed bugs.
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's like those jerker pods you talked about?
Well, no, these are like rooms. So it's a storefront. Yeah, but it's just a room with a bed in it.
Weird.
And there was 8 of them in a row down this little store area. It was like, I forget what it was called.
Jerker Sleep Central?
Time. Yeah, I was going to say, Le Jerker.
Yeah. Le Jerker.
Welcome to Le Jerker.
Yeah, yeah.
The finest jerker accessory.
Yeah.
But you could rent by, like, I believe the half hour.
They rent you a room and then they sell you like lotion.
It would take me 30 minutes just to get comfortable enough to fall asleep in it.
But you can rent a full hour then.
It's gross.
It is gross. If you had a layover and you had like 8-10 hours to kill, it'd be nice to take a nap, but it's just the other people.
Yeah, I would be terrified to take any kind of nap at the airport just with how my normal life goes. I will, like, in my sleep, turn my alarm off. So,
yeah.
Miss your plane.
They probably offer that service where
they just come and get you.
And the good thing about it is you can lock the door in a room so all your luggage and everything's with you.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that idea. Let's go to Chris, who's with us here in Sterling Heights. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What's
up? Penis and balls, Lisa.
Balls.
Penis. Go ahead.
So what's up?
So, like I was telling your screener, I cooked for 12 years professionally, and now I'm a union electrician out of Detroit's Local 58.
Uh-huh.
I have had no sense of smell my entire life.
How did you know if you were cooking good?
Because I can still taste everything.
Okay, so you do have taste.
My taste is extremely heightened.
Oh, that's so crazy, because usually they say they're so wrapped into each other.
Yeah.
To have taste with no smell is crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently what they call my condition is anosmia, or something along those lines.
Mm. Was that a professional that told you that, or just...
Yes.
You got anosmia.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife actually got tired of me not being able to smell, like... I have to have her check freaking laundry to see if it's dirty or not.
Oh, right. Wow. That poor job.
That's a poor job.
Smell these underwear. Smell these underwear.
She's the truth, what can I say?
Yeah.
I've been together 22 years.
So have you always had no sense of smell, or just something just happened?
No, always. As far back as I can remember, I've not had a sense of smell.
See,
I mean, my dog, I've had several dogs, and they've gotten skunk before, and I can't smell it.
Wow, that's that's tremendous.
You know what? Okay, so you're missing out on some stuff, for sure. But I would think of all the senses I could lose, my sense of smell would be the one to go. Because it actually does come in handy, as we were talking about. Thanks, Chris, sometimes. You know, like, having a no sense smell actually does work in your favor sometimes.
Yeah. Right? I'd like to be able to maybe turn it off, but I wouldn't want to lose it forever. I mean, there's a lot of good smelling things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. If you could turn it off, that'd be sweet.
Like, if you could take a pill that was like, hey, you're not going to smell anything for 4 hours.
That'd be great.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of situations.
You might be rich if you come up with that.
A lot of situations that would come in handy.
Well, where would you want to say theme park? Flying. Theme park, yes.
Yeah.
Flying, absolutely.
Flying, theme park. Any gathering,
yeah.
Any, like, I have to go watch Rowan's Christmas concert. Take that.
I think any
kind
of transportation, buses, trains, subways,
anything like that.
There's always stinky asses on those things.
But you know, I wouldn't want to not smell the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like food for me.
Now I would say this: it's more devastating to have had a sense of smell and lost it than to just never have had it. Then you don't know.
Yeah.
You have no idea. You don't know what a fresh baked cookie smells like.
Ooh, I can kind of smell it right now.
Yeah, exactly, right?
My memory.
Your
nose memory.
Nose memories.
Nose memory. Nose remembers a lot. It can take
They say a lot of smell is tied right to memory, so.
Yeah.
Someone said that, I'm surprised Dave can still hear after flying with a sinus infection. That was a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's landing awful.
Landing. The pressure and stuff.
I thought my head was going to explode.
Yeah,
look, my head's going to explode on this plane.
Mm.
It was bad times. But someone else said that her dad never has had a sense of smell. The only thing he can't smell is ammonia.
Ugh. What a terrible smell to have!
And then someone else said,
"Pee."
Yeah, all I can smell is piss.
Great for eating booty.
Oh, wow. Man. No, you want...
It to be fairly smellless before... You can't get in there and give it hell before...
If there's a time you need a sense of smell, it's before you attack a booty.
Yeah, it's so true. I'm always like, yes.
And here's the good and bad. I have no sense of smell. I work in an ER. Believe me, it's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that'd be a place.
Hospital smells really bad.
Yeah, no, there's so many
bad. Imagine, like, I bet there's situations where somebody comes in and they're like, got a shoe on their foot and a sock, and they're like, something's wrong with my foot, and I gotta take it off.
Oh, God, Andy. And then they take it off, and the whole foot's dead.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
They're covered in foot pus.
Foot pus.
Man.
Oh, foot pus. This guy said, my buddy can't smell anything either, but it does get dangerous. He was actually almost trapped in an apartment complex. It caught on fire.
Oh.
He couldn't smell the smoke.
Yeah, that's true. Your sense of smell can save your ass.
It can. My dad grew up with no smell. He can still taste, though, but it made smoking weed in the house really easy.
Oh, wow. Because
his dad never could smell it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. That's a definite perk for him.
Yeah.
Dad would be up in all his business.
Yeah.
Like, my kids are screwed because I normally have an amazing sense of smell.
Right. They can't get away with
Get away with anything like that. I'd get it.
Yeah, they're probably doing lines and stuff today.
Yeah, right.
Like, cocaine doesn't have a smell.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Honestly.
Well, no, I'm just saying they're probably getting after it while you can't smell. Smoke all his weed.
Yep.
I don't have weed.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Jessica Alba and her husband, Cash Warren, have a difference of opinion when it comes to how enjoyable it is to film a sex scene. Now, Cash is just a producer, so he's never actually done one. And he looks at it the way a lot of us do. He said, there's no way hooking up with someone else is not fun. Jessica always says to me, oh, there's so many people around, the director's there, it's so weird. But he says, you're still having fun. That dude's a good-looking guy. There's no way you're not going to enjoy hooking up with him. But Jessica joined in, saying, it's disgusting most of the time because co-stars are usually a stranger. When you're choosing to want to be with someone in that way, it's intimate. You're breathing on someone. It's all there. You're smelling the skin. You want to choose who you're doing it with. She said, I have to have shots of tequila to get through sex scenes because they make me so uncomfortable.
I didn't think she did anything like that anyway.
No, well, she was... I know she had a body double in that Sin City or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like There was like some
bait. That's sad to know.
Yeah. Yeah, ruined that for a lot of people, I guess.
There were other times, I guess, when actors were drunk during their photo shoot. Neve Campbell, Matt Dillon, and Denise Richards said they all had to get wasted to film that three-way scene in the movie Wild Things, which left an impression on me for years.
Sure.
That was a pleasant scene.
It
was
That's a great where Dave scene. Said, threesomes are for me.
No, that is not. But I, you know, I used to work with Neve years ago, and to see her in a hot three-way is everything you imagined come to life. Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, that's who I was going to bring up. I know she gets bombed all the time when she has to do stuff.
I think she gets bombed all the time.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think you can cut it off right there. Right. Yeah. She gets bombed all the time.
I don't know. I feel like if she got bombed, she might take things to like a...
She seems wild.
Like she'd have too much fun.
Yeah. Well, she did. We watched that thing when she was on like obviously like Molly or something allegedly and like was up on a stripper stage.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, Jennifer Lawrence is here. She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, get up there.
Go ahead.
Margot Robbie, her glorious scene of self-love in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Uh-huh.
She said she had to have many shots of tequila at 9 in the morning in order to get comfortable and do that scene.
That she did.
Yep.
Comfort.
This is different, not a sex scene. During his Harry Potter days, at the end of the run, he was so sick of being Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe said he'd have to show up wasted a lot.
I love the idea that Harry Potter's drunk in that movie.
Come on, Voldemort.
No, that's not his name. That's not his name.
I'm the half-drunk prince.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
He's all right, we're going to have to take it from the top again because Harry's wasted, but let's go. Harry?
Come on. We're here at Hogwarts.
Oh, we're not at Hogwarts.
God damn it, Dizzledorf.
I'm a Dumbledore. Whatever my name is. I don't know the names either.
I don't know the names.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know the names.
Yeah. It's Dizzledoo and company.
Yeah.
That's probably what he's like.
Dumbledorf. Dooble.
Listen here, Gumball Screws.
play some Quidditch or Quibbitch, whatever the game with the broomies.
We're at the Pigworms Academy.
Can you imagine being like, say, Andy, real life Andy, is cast as Harry Potter?
Which I wish happened.
Yeah. I'd be like, guys, hey, listen, I gotta go. I'm the new Harry Potter. That's really wild. Wow, I'm a bearded child.
Yeah.
Big role.
It's a big
dude. You're gonna be famous.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of pressure. But I think I'm gonna try.
But he still does Andy stuff.
Yeah.
Just high
after it.
Just how all the nerds would feel about that.
They wouldn't like it.
No. To be honest, he's not exactly who I pictured in my mind. I was reading Harry Potter because he's in his 30s, and Harry Potter was a teen, so just. Struck me as odd, and it was weird to see him flying on that broomstick.
Yeah, it seems like he would need a bigger flying device than a broomstick.
Exactly. Like, how many brooms are we going to need here? Let's be honest.
He's going to have to tape like 7 brooms together and put wings on it.
This wasn't believable, you know? Like, I know it's magic and hocus pocus, but come on.
Wild stuff.
Seriously, they showed him in that one scene. He was like running for 20 minutes. He definitely didn't run for 20 minutes.
They had to piece together probably little bits of him running and CGI it all together. Just
it was a totally green screen.
His legs aren't real.
His legs are computers. He's just standing there with green pants on.
Yeah. Like, apparently nobody liked my Harry Potter.
Dude.
Oh, you're back on the show.
Hey, Andy. What happened? You were like going to be the next big star.
Hey, listen, that did not work out.
No, it didn't.
It is quite awkward for me now.
Oh, that's a shame because we had like Andy Potter.
They start flashing Harry Potter stuff at you, and you're like, all right, this will be it. And then you go and you make it, nerds freak out on you. So I'm back.
Oh, you're back on the show. Okay, well, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. No more movie roles for me.
Yeah, well, you didn't get any of the names right. So.
Yeah, they didn't like that.
Yeah. They sent us some of the outtakes. It was not great.
Yeah, I really wish those hadn't exploded on the internet the way they did.
They did. That's too
quite
bad.
Embarrassing.
And one day you showed up with a bong instead of your wand.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing that really, really was embarrassing was when I did all that nude theater afterwards to try to
it's true.
Try to be taken more seriously.
I know. That's why we were like, we should probably just ask him to come back.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys did.
Yeah.
Glad you guys did. That
He'll
was a riff.
Be Harry Pothead to us.
Harry Pothead. Yep.
Actually might watch that.
Harry Pothead?
Yeah.
You're right. That'd be a fun watch. Well, too bad it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But yeah, Daniel Radcliffe got wasted, he admits, near the end of that movie series just to get through it. And Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, they say their lesbian rendezvous was made possible by a few shots of tequila. They had to get drunk to do that. Was that Black Swan?
That sex scene was so powerful. I sat through a Black Swan ballet movie.
The only way to get a man to watch a ballet movie.
It's like, yep. I watched it too. Like, I hope she gets the part as the Black Swan. When's a lesbian sex? This is boring.
It's a crazy movie to sit through for just one lesbian scene.
It really is.
I just looked it up, like the scene up online. I didn't know it or anything.
I guess I didn't think about that. I was like, I'm going to watch it. Maybe they put some other surprises in there. I'm like, nope. Just ballet and one lesbian sex scene.
Smart, though, because, look, it made you see that movie.
Yeah. So true. I mean, you saw Black Swan.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wild times.
The Spice Girls reunion kicked off in Dublin Friday night, and I guess they had some big sound issues.
Oh, you mean, like, the lip syncing didn't work?
Right.
We're having sound issues.
A lot of people there.
Look at how many people.
That's insane. Look at the size of that stadium. So they had big issues, as you could tell. They were trying to sing there, and nothing was playing. Their backup tracks, or probably their entire vocal tracks.
Oh, man.
Dublin loves the Spice Girls.
Oh, they're huge in Ireland. Huge, huge, huge. So the fans want a refund.
They better give us our money back.
And a lot of them walked out over the problems, they say.
It's like the whole country went to see this.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah, what do you mean? What are we doing? The Spice Girls are here. We traveled from far and wide to be here. I flew in my grandmother.
It'd be hilarious to find out the percentage of Ireland that went to see the Spice Girls. I don't know how many millions of people live in Ireland.
No, it's huge compared
like,
to
what, 10 million?
That's stadium, Chuck. Relax. That's how many people go see a soccer game there.
That's all of Ireland at that Spice Girls concert.
All of Ireland is there. The Irish love the Spice Girls.
I'm not going to deny that they love the Spice Girls. But that's a small percentage of the country.
The entire country of Ireland was at that Spice Girls show.
I need to find out the population of Ireland.
The percentage. That's a big show, though. There's a lot of people there.
That's big for them for a reunion tour. Man, they're doing all right.
Well, no wonder.
Now you know why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's like 6,197,000 people that live in Ireland. 6 million people were at the Spice Girls.
Stop it.
Six million people were at the Spice
Girls.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't say how many people were there.
What was the...
Croke Park Stadium. Let's do the... what are we looking for here?
The attendance. Max attendance. Capacity.
82,300 is
6 right. million right there.
Yeah, 6 million says.
You guys are
definitely. Ready.
It's one of the largest in Europe, though. It does have a capacity of 82,300.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So 4% of Ireland was at the.
That's big.
4% of Ireland?
No, I didn't. I just made it up. I have no clue. It's probably way less.
It is. But nonetheless, a lot of people. Way more than I would have thought.
8 million people from Ireland.
Can I be honest with you? 6 million people live in Ireland. 8 million Irishmen were at the Spice Girls. 8 million. They traveled from other countries.
Anyway, they had some big sound issues. People are complaining they want their money back.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This feels like a pretty... textbook example of instant karma. And if you've ever dealt with a real nosy neighbor, you'll enjoy this one. A woman in a town called La Virginia in Western Colombia was trying to eavesdrop on her neighbors last week.
Mm-hmm.
So she stuck her head through their metal gate so she could hear better. but her head got stuck.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
And it took 5 hours before emergency crews could get her free.
So stupid.
There's pictures of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There she is. She looks, she's got the body type of a nosy neighbor, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she sure does.
You were trying to listen, weren't you?
Thank God. You got to put a butter on her head.
You know, we had a neighbor years ago who we'd catch looking through a window into our place sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
And that was true because we had like row homes, right? And our kitchen windows lined up and a window on our stairs lined up.
Yeah.
So as she would walk up her stairs, she'd look into our living room and it was freaky. So we of course, hung, you know, blinds and stuff up. Mm-hmm. But when we first moved in there,
it's really creepy.
There was nothing on the windows.
Yeah.
But we caught her so many times. And then, we knew her. She would speak to us.
Hmm. Yeah.
I would walk down the stairs in my underwear.
Some neighbors just, they're always watching. They're always like, what's going on
over
there?
People can't mind their business. Yeah. It sucks. There's a guy that lives in my apartment complex that, he's always out smoking, and I think he just looks at people. Sometimes I, peek out and look at him back.
I'm watching you, too. I get it.
Counter move.
I'm the exact opposite. I don't want to know anything about my neighbors. There could be meth houses and crack dens.
In fact, if anyone is outside and I thought for a split second I was going to go outside, I change those plans and go right back down to the basement.
Yeah.
And if I was outside and then someone else comes outside, I'm like, all right, well, that's enough out here time.
Yeah.
I don't.
Nothing worse than people being outside.
There's nothing nosy about me when it comes to my neighbors.
I'm the same.
Care to know.
I wish it's more
just,
people were like that.
Sometimes it's just odd, if you go outside and decide to do something, and then just out of nowhere, everything's been quiet all day.
Mm.
You go outside, and then someone's out. And it's like, okay, gotta go.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't have to deal with any of that, so.
Oh,
well, that's part of the reason you moved where you moved, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We don't know where it is. We don't know where that is.
Don't want to talk to any neighbors at all.
Yeah.
Now, did you have problems with neighbors in your last place? Is that
you don't remember? You don't remember?
Yeah. It was the RV or whatever.
Controlled, gas-powered, remote-controlled cars that they raced in front of Lisa's house forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a regular neighborhood, and houses were right next to each other.
Yeah, you couldn't escape.
So,
yeah.
And my favorite neighbor moved, so I moved too.
Yep.
Let's put this out there for a little bit. Just how nosy was your neighbor? 1-855-954-6969 if you want to call us and let us know. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. I told you about that one guy, though. Well, I don't care if he listens.
Oh, Rick?
Rick.
We call him Rick?
We've called him Rick on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
That's not his name, but...
mind your business, Rick.
Mind your business, Rick. Rick is the guy that would be like, oh, you got a light burnt out up there, huh?
Yeah.
What are you looking, Rick?
Maybe you should get, fixed up.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah, you put a lot of garbage out today.
Yeah.
Well, leave some room for the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's Rick caught on that I had no time for Rick.
Oh, wow. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rick hasn't talked to me in a long time.
Good.
See, that's sweet.
It's
he
amazing.
Picked up on it.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't have that.
No. Usually, Rick would never pick it up.
Yeah, he'd ramp it up.
Oh.
Rick's ramp.
No, he is totally, must be, because he had just stopped talking to me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's good.
That is good.
But I would just be downright rude.
The things we celebrate are funny.
You never talk to you again. Victory.
Yep.
You did it, Dave. You did it. Congratulations.
Incredible.
Great news.
Al Beck has a story he wanted to share. Let's bring him in on the conversation here. Al, is it your neighbor?
No. It was a friend of mine. Had a neighbor that was so creepy, he asked him, hey, could you leave your blinds open so I could watch you play guitar?
Oh, was he a gay fella?
My.
I don't believe so. I'd met this neighbor before, and I mean, he seemed normal, but yeah, no, he had done stuff like that a few times.
Your buddy didn't leave his windows open?
No, God, no.
Okay,
they've moved, sold the house. The house has been torn down.
They just tore it down.
Yeah, they actually tore the whole place down.
Mm, yeah.
Had to tear it down.
Wow.
Yeah, that's super creepy. Thanks, Al.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'd respond to that. Wouldn't you tell someone to F off?
No, I'd open the blinds. And...
Oh, of course. Give them a show. You in your underwear playing guitar.
Yeah.
Would you prefer be nude?
Yes, I would. All right. Okay.
They probably
would. That's how I do it.
All right. Don't you think And can you be just creepy and not a sexual perv?
I don't understand
wanting to watch somebody. That's him hitting on somebody, it seems like. Creepy.
Like, I do understand, like, I will watch Slash play guitar, like, on YouTube. I will watch guitar dudes play guitar to try and take it in or see how they do something.
Yeah.
But
it's weird when your neighbor
is just tools around with a guitar.
Yeah.
If your neighbor's with Slash, I think you might be able to, different. Like, you're at the barbecue and you're like, hey, Slash, I don't want to bother you. Can I look at you playing guitar sometimes?
I don't even think you can do that. Like, if Slash lived next door, you can't say.
Not just the random neighbor.
Exactly.
I feel like if you were trying to spy on Slash playing guitar, he'd be like, squeedly-doot with his guitar, and then your blinds would shut.
Power of Slash.
That's the power of Slash.
Melanie's with us.
He played my blinds down.
Hey, Melanie, how you doing?
Oh, Melanie, here. There we go.
Hey, Melanie, go ahead.
How are you?
Hey. Hi. So, my neighbor took a photo of me and my husband with our small child from the neighboring street, like between the houses. They took a picture, zoomed in super, super far as if they were like, you know, 20 feet from us taking this photo, printed it out, put it in an envelope, stuck it in our door with a little note saying, we thought you might like to have this.
Nope. No. Well, no, actually, thank you. No, I would be like, thank you so much, because now I know you guys are super weird.
That's so
bizarre. I didn't know until then, but thank you.
Right.
Yeah, no, you got a heads up. At least you know what this guy's capable of.
Yep.
I'd rather have a heads up.
I was just out walking through the neighbor's yards, just kind of.
With my camera.
I really zoomed in on you and your family.
I've got a $4,000 lens on the end of it. It really zooms in.
You guys had no idea I was there. I really caught a nice memory.
Yeah.
This one, my wife likes to tan on her back deck, and our neighbor behind would only come outside when she was outside tanning.
Of course.
So one day, I confronted him because my wife was feeling uncomfortable about it. He's a creepy old guy. His answer was, I'm sorry, but your wife is really good looking.
Your wife's hot, fella. Gotta be honest.
I'm not here to play games. I'm here to stare at her tata.
He's honest.
Yeah. I'll shoot you straight. All right.
At least we're on the same page. I knew that's what you were doing.
She's so hot.
Just
I'll do it every time.
Would sit there by his garage and smoke and just stare at her.
I think it's about time I had another cigarette.
I think that this happens to girls all the time. Especially if they're, like, on their own or...
But if you know what's happening, you just never do it again. I know it sucks because it's your house, but...
You just put up some privacy somehow.
I guess.
You know.
There was people laying out in my courtyard, like, sunbathing or whatever. And I don't even like going down there because it just looks like, even if I'm not...
Exactly.
It just looks like I'm, like...
Mm-hmm.
Laying out. Down here looking at you.
Yeah. Dennis. Good morning, man. How are you?
Super creepy.
Good day.
You have a nosy neighbor?
Oh, my God. I have the worst. I don't have enough time on the show to explain it all. But the reality is this. We bought a new house. We're sitting on the deck having, grilling some burgers and stuff, the wife and I. And we've had a bunch of the nosy neighbor issues already. So we're sitting there. Neighbor invites herself up, walks up to the deck with us, throws her hand in our bowl of chips, grabbing some chips. Oh. And we already knew she was kind of nosy. And she's, like, peeking in the door a little bit to the house. And so I... the sarcastic son of a gun that I am, decide to say, hey, why don't you go ahead and take a tour? And then the lady goes and takes a tour while we're sitting on the deck eating.
Are you kidding me? She walked through your whole house?
So you were being sarcastic, but she's through. Like, yeah, I'll do that.
I'll take a tour and look at
I do want to see what you're up to. Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, no, I would have said, no, I was joking, actually.
Yeah, stop her.
Go on, get.
Yeah. I looked in every drawer.
Sorry, Dennis. Dave just accidentally.
I thought you were done. He wasn't saying anything. I thought you were done.
He said he had a whole bunch of stories he couldn't fit on the show. Yeah, but things. That's enough.
That's enough.
Yeah.
We get the idea. She's crazy.
You drag that nosy bitch out of your tour. House.
If somebody asked me to take a tour of their house, I'd say no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This one said, my dad came into my house and said, hey, did you know the guy across the street is looking at your house through binoculars from behind his shed?
behind the shed.
I did not know that.
Thanks for the heads up.
Hi, neighbor.
Hey, what do you got, binoculars there?
Yep, just checking out some watching. Birds.
Yeah, bird watching right in my living room, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This one came in through text to our neighbor, who was on the sex offender list, knows when we leave, knows when we come back. He will stand in his window watching our house, tell us things like, hey, you should wash your cars more.
Like, you should not be a sexual predator.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. That sucks.
I'll call your P.O. You...
You're real observant, you sexual perv.
Had a neighbor who would go to his upstairs room as soon as the wife and I would get into our pool to see over the fence. Almost caught us banging once.
Well, see, if you're going to put a show on out there, someone's going to watch.
There would be eyes.
Yeah.
This one said, when I first moved into my house, I was painting a picture in my upstairs bedroom, and my neighbor asked me, what are you painting?
What is that? Like, is that just a bowl of fruit? Or?
Oh, my God.
I noticed you were doing some oil paints upstairs.
What else have you noticed?
Yeah, I saw you naked a couple of times.
Oh, no.
That's a weird
what
moment.
What was I doing?
When you realize someone can see you when you don't know. Like, all of a sudden you have the realization other people can see into a room you didn't realize.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm, like, pretty conscious of that, though. Like, I'm always
that
flipping
way too.
Blinds. I'm always like, somebody's looking in here.
I don't care about, like, the super bright outside, dark inside. You shouldn't be able, like, I move like a ninja.
Yeah.
In there.
Old people, I think, are the biggest offenders.
Because
they've got so much time on their hands.
Nothing else.
That's all they do is look.
They just watch the comings and goings.
There's two things. It's the older you are or the bitchier you are. And you can, guy or girl, just you're a real bitchy about everything. You're watching people.
I feel like
all the time.
Nobody looks out windows more than old ladies and cats.
Yes. Old ladies are much like a cat.
They are.
They will perch on a couch and just sit and watch.
Biddy just looks at our neighbors all day long.
Yeah.
Seeing what they're up to.
Let's go to Al in St. Clair Shores. Al, a woman tried to eavesdrop on her neighbors and actually got her head stuck in a gate. We're wondering about your nosy neighbor.
We got a neighbor who will bang on your door at 2 in the morning, look in your garage. He'll start cutting your grass and not tell you he's doing it, then ask for money later. It turns out that this guy would bug so many people at his old apartment complex, they paid him to move out and bought him the house, which he has now in our neighborhood.
Oh, my God, being a...
That is the most weirdo. Extreme get rid of a weirdo I've ever heard of. They pulled their money and bought him a house in a different place?
Yep. They paid him to go away.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Wow, he must be terrible.
Welcome to the house that annoying built.
Exactly. What a game plan. I never even thought about that game plan.
That's crazy.
I'm going to annoy
everyone.
It's
the only time it's ever happened.
Must be. Because usually they get rid of you in another way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're friendly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bought in my house. That's
those guys are like bed bugs, though. You can hardly ever get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because they never want to move.
If somebody mows my grass and then tries to charge me later, I'm like, oh, sorry. You just cut grass for free.
Yeah,
you should probably not be in other people's property.
I just try and get them down to half and just take the free grass cutting, probably.
No, I'm with Andy. You're not getting any money out of me.
Yeah, it's the principle of it.
Ashton.
Yeah, I get it.
Ashton's in Boston. Hey, Ashton, how you doing?
Cutting the grass, then. I'm not doing it.
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. What happened?
So, my fiance and I just moved away from this apartment, thankfully. But we had a break-in, I don't know, like 2 months after we moved. And we're very techie, and we were in a very low-income neighborhood. So anytime we would leave our front door open, any neighbor that would walk by our door would look in to see, oh, what else can I take?
Oh, they're just looking in.
I'm always shocked by, a lot of times people don't think about it. That people are scoping out a place just to see what you have, you know.
If it's worth breaking in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You got to be super careful with that, especially in, if you're in a shady kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady who lives behind my parents, this person says, will call my dad at 10 at night to tell him, oh, you left the lights on in your workshop.
Jesus, old lady.
Mm.
Like if she called me, that's like exactly what I'd say. Jesus, old lady.
Jesus, old lady.
I like that light on. Just mind your business.
Yeah.
Don't you have
I don't know.
You have no family, do you?
No.
I see. If that was the case, I'd have a hard time. Even though it would be annoying as F.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time telling her to go.
Well, you want to be
F off.
Sweet. It's like
right?
an old
it's
lady.
Just an old lady.
My whole family's dead.
Oh, my God. I gotta be honest.
I've got nobody.
Yeah. They burned in a fire due to a light being out.
Oh, my God.
Jesus,
oh, my God.
Jesus, wow, old lady.
Sorry, okay, I understand why you called now.
Okay.
Sorry, old lady.
All right.
Everybody burned to death.
They're all gone. I left the light on for them and toasted them.
They don't tell you that in those hotel commercials.
No.
And took a dark turn.
I'll turn the light off for you.
I just don't want your family to die in an inferno.
Yeah, the way mine did in front of my eyes.
Extended family. Too.
Still hear the sounds that are screaming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hear it. That's why I call you.
Yeah.
This person texted in. When we first moved into our house, our 75-year-old neighbor came over uninvited to
Hello.
Our pool party.
Pool party!
In an American flag Speedo.
Oh, no.
God bless the USA.
Boom. You knew you made a bad choice.
Yeah.
What do you do? Place. Like, you just tell him to leave, right?
Like, you can't. Yeah, you have to tell him to leave. Of course you tell them to leave.
Chuck, a 75-year-old guy shows up to your house in your backyard in an American flag Speedo. You just let him swim with your family?
No, I don't know what you do. I honestly don't know.
You tell him to leave.
But I don't know what you do there, your
neighbor.
You
blast the national anthem and you get that man a beer. That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's James. Future James. Old. He's going
Future
to party.
James. Have you offered James. To cook me a burger or something, you know?
Yeah.
I just keep picturing Lisa asking him to leave.
I honestly don't know what I would do. I honestly don't.
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you say, Lisa? Would you say, I'm sorry, you have to go? Or this?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yes, private
just
property.
You have to go.
Lisa's
I don't know
got, like,
you.
A fruity drink.
What are you
She's
doing
like,
here?
Oh, Jesus Christ, there's an old man crashing the pool party.
Oh, this is what I thought was going to happen.
I'll take care of this.
I'd be furious.
I don't know. I just wouldn't.
I get furious if someone knocks at my door. Can you imagine how I'd react? Yeah. Oh, no.
I just don't even know what I would do. Because I think about the fact that I would know them. That I would be like, I would assume that I would know them.
You don't know them, though.
You don't know
them. Oh, so this is brand new.
They just moved in. This guy just showed up uninvited.
It's a real bad start.
No, yeah, and you let him there the first time. Who's always going to be in your pool?
You're right.
You get your American flag Speedo and you get out of here.
The
private party.
That when we first moved into our house, that when we got a pool, the kids invited this one kid down the street who they'd never met. Hey, you want to come for a swim?
Yeah.
So we came for a swim. Well, every day for like 2 weeks, I'd be swimming and I'd pop my head out of the pool. That kid would be standing there. Scared the hell out of me. It was like child's play.
That is scary. What you doing, neighbor?
Huh? Yeah. Hey, just thought I'd come pop in for a little swim.
And that's it. And I'd be like, hey, bud, no, the kids are inside. They're not swimming right now.
That's okay. I got my water wings. I'm good. Just do it solo.
I was fine saying, you gotta go. You gotta go, little dude.
I'll just call you Dave.
Yeah, nope. You can't call me Dave, and you gotta go.
That's
you
bad
mind
parenting.
If I get into the kitchen? Yeah, I gotta be honest. A little bit hungry, sort of parched.
I want to swim first because I don't want cramps.
Exactly. And then I'd have to wait a half an hour. Unless you don't mind me just coming inside for half an hour. Just waiting it out. Making sure the cramps are gone. I'm sure I can go downstairs and now watch a movie. Do something cool. Make some popcorn. Something. Relax. Hope you don't mind.
But the one time when I breached the surface of the water and he was right, I did scream like, Jesus!
What's hey, what's up, Jesus? It's just Trevor from down the street. I'm friends with your kids. Sort of pseudo friends. More like they just invited me over one time on a whim. And now I'm just here hanging out, so maybe me and you could be friends. You want a swimming partner? Can you teach me to swim?
Nope. Gotta go, little unnamed dude.
I couldn't have possibly.
Yeah, you did. That was like a lottery.
Huh. Well,
Sir, you got my name. You figured it out.
You were under there for a while. I thought you might have drowned. So I'm glad you breached.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking of diving in or just calling the authorities.
But you know, my wife is so nice. She's like, oh, why didn't you let him swim? I'm like, I'm not supervising a strange kid.
Yeah.
This is my pool time.
You gotta be like, drowns. Get out of here.
Mr. Dave, can you please teach me how to swim? Just hold me by my belly and just let me float around in a circle around you.
The worst would be, Mr. Dave touched me.
Yeah, exactly.
He invited me in the pool and he touched me.
Get out of here. Gag on, get.
Yep. It's like, you know, I had a baseball tournament, so I went into the bathroom.
Oh, God.
I went to the bathroom. Two kids ran in. I just had James' voice. Get out.
Save yourself.
I was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Pinch it off. Midstream. Yeah. Go.
I'm out of here.
I can finish later.
This one, we heard from a mutual friend that our neighbor was upset that we boarded up the window that was in our shower. We had it tiled up last year, and she was so upset about it. She's in her late 50s.
So, like, either she's upset because she thinks, oh, they think I'm looking in there, like I'm not.
Yeah, but I was.
But I was.
I saw all their genitals.
Hey, Mr. Dave, how you doing in there? Just see you in your bathroom. Just wanted to know if you're coming out for a quick dip. I just took the cover off the pool. Just running through a sprinkler in your backyard.
I touched the pH levels.
Yeah, I just ran a few tests. Everything seemed clean.
So I figured I'd just dip my toes in.
Hope you don't mind by peeing in the pool a little bit, but that's fine.
Of course you did, little bastard. This one said, neighbor always creepily hits on me. Tells me he showed my Facebook to his buddies at work. Mm. Tells me when the previous neighbors were splitting up, the lady asked him to take pictures of her in a bikini like he was hinting something on me.
That's a wild ride that guy's on.
Yeah.
Facebook is bad for some people.
Nosy and perverted is a deadly combo.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You got a nosy perv next door?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a lot of times the perviness leads to the...
Fuels the nosiness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Voyeur.
Yeah.
Just open for a glimpse. Watch Lime Thing in the corner.
This person... This person said, I had an old lady neighbor. Somehow she got our enlisted number and would call. Somehow knew about my baby shower and invited herself.
I'll be there.
Congratulations. I can't
believe these people.
Yeah. Checked your mail.
I didn't bring anything, but I will have snacks.
Yeah, sure. I'll go.
Can I get in the... Let me in the photo. She like forces her way to the front of the boat.
People are too nice. Oh, I would have no. I'm sorry. There's no stranger coming into my place.
I know. See, that's where I was coming from with the weird neighbor that just shows up and uninvited. You're dealing with this person for the next 20 years of your life.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I won't be coming over since you don't like me.
Oh, come on over.
Try to have swim times with the new neighbors.
There was that movie with Jason Bateman and was it Rachel McAdams? Where their neighbor realize they got to stop hanging out with him. And they have a party without him, and then he kind of goes.
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah, it's a comedy.
It's a game night.
Game night. So that's kind of like.
I never watched that. I never saw that.
They have like this guy over for game night,
and then he's
super weird. So they say, oh, we're not doing that anymore.
Right.
But then they have it again, and he knows they had it again and kind of is pissed that they had it without him.
So that was a comedy?
Yeah.
Because just a game night in general to me seems like a horror movie.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, it takes twists and turns, but I don't want to give any spoilers. Yeah. But,
what were you describing? I'm like, Jason Bateman in a creepy, what? Like, oh, yeah.
To infiltrate my inner circle to where I'd invite you over to my house, there's so many hoops.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, come on. This one moved into a new house, had a housewarming party / bonfire. All our friends came over. About 9:30 p.m., our neighbor walks up into our backyard, joins the party. At this point, everyone just looks at him silently. Just introduced himself as, hey, I'm the guy across the street.
This is okay.
Super weird. Luckily, he moved away. That is also sometimes a guy who's like, life is so miserable with his lady or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's just looking for any excuse to get out of there.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't care.
I mean, maybe it's different because you guys have houses and stuff, and I rent, but I've never been friendly neighbor. I don't want to talk to anybody that's around me or lives near me. We're not friends.
They used to be.
Yeah. I am friendly if, like, I'm weed whacking and you're weed whacking and we cross paths. It's like, hey, neighbor, hey, buddy, what's going on? We're all good. Yeah. But, like, I think everyone who knows me knows I'm not going to, like, I'm never just going to go knock on a door or have a 10-minute conversation.
We've got some great neighbors and we know them.
Yeah.
I'm just not out walking around talking to everyone. But if someone called me, I'm like, Dave, we need your help with something. Yeah, for sure. No problem. Right. But yeah,
don't do that to me.
Though. I don't get involved in people's business or
and would rather. Hey, Dave, I heard that offer on the radio sound pretty good. I do need some help. I got a new bike, but the chain fell off. So, why don't you come on over and grease it up for me? It'll probably be hot. You can make some lemonade. Bring it on over.
End the day with a nice swim.
Little dip, little late night swim under the stars. Just me and Dave.
One more story here. This person said, Dave, we can relate. We have neighbor kids that come in all freaking day. It's fine, but one chunky little girl steals our food.
Oh.
She literally fills her pockets with Oreos and runs home. Now, they're not poor. They're not in need of food. She just loves food so much. I was so pissed. I saw the brand new Oreos completely gone.
I actually can't stand when all the kids come over because that is the first thing they do.
Eat all your food.
They just eat it all. That's like stuff that I've been, can't wait. I've been being real good like just taking a couple a day and then I'll open it up and I'm like, oh, gone. Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Those little kids, the demons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the demons.
I just am reminded of my summers as a youth. And I would steal Oreos from our neighbor and have them just
fill
my pockets.
Filling out. I remember you'd bring them back and we'd eat them.
Yeah, hell yeah. You remember how crumbly they'd be?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, and warm.
We'd turn your pants inside out to make sure we got them all.
Growing up, my sister had a friend that would come over and do the same thing.
No.
So my mom stopped putting out like good food and started giving her fruit. She stopped coming over.
Oh, put out fruit. That'll get her.
Stop coming over. A couple of plums. You never saw her again.
That's really smart. A
couple of plums.
Yeah, that's how this guy's got to deal with it. He's got to hide all the good stuff and just leave healthy snacks out. That little Oreo stealer will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.